Let's review. We digested all of the Gemara. The Mishnah opens up a dinim mamis b'shloisha gezels v'chavolis b'shloisha. The Gemara is concerned that the lashon is redundant. So the Gemara says that there are two approaches. There are three approaches. One is dismissed. The first approach is that dinim mamis b'shloisha. The haynu that means gezels v'chavolis. First approach is Rabbi Avoh's approach, that Gezeles v'chavolis require three mumchim, and Haidois v'alvois require three adjoites. Midin they write it. That's Rabbi Avoh. The Gemara says that the Gemara dismisses that pshat, because the Gemara says that if that's the case, the Mishnah is really saying two halachos, and why should we impose on the Mishnah it would make much more sense to say that it's giving us two separate halachas. The kvetch to say that dinei mamon is the hainug of chavolos, the Gemara thought that was not as true to the text as saying that there are two separate halachas being given over here. And the second reason the Gemara dismissed Rabbi Avoh is because it should say dinei mamon is. So therefore the Gemara concludes with two pshatim in the Mishnah. Either Rava or Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Ravika. Rava's pshat is really the tamtzis of Rabbi Avoh. Rava's pshat in the Mishnah is the halacha of Rabbi Avoh. That the dinei monos b'shloisha is haidois v'alvois. And that's shloisha adyoites. Gezels v'chavolos is shloisha mumchem. That's Rava's pshat. And Rav Acha v'reid Ravika is dinim mominus b'shloisha. That's haidois v'alvois is b'shloisha midi rabbanon. And gezels v'chavolos b'shloisha midin deiraisa. Correct. So again, the Rava's pshat is haidois v'alvois is shloisha d'yotis midin de'iraisa, it should be shloisha mumchem, but kidei shloit in ol delz v'fnei lovin is shloisha d'yotis, and Rach v'revika is dinei mominus b'shloisha, also a din de'rabbanon, but here the din de'rabbanon is that we require three and not one. According to Rava's pshat, the din derabbanon is a downgrade. We don't require three mumchin, and according to Achrivika, the din derabbanon is an upgrade. We require more chavad than the din deraisa. Good. So that is the machlekes in pshat in the Mishnah. Three pshatim that revolves pshat being dismissed and is tarte kotani. Good. What is the machlekes ledina between Rava's pshat and Rav Acha Breidavika's pshat? What's the machlekes ledin? So there's a double machlekes. The machlekes in the din deiraisa and the machlekes in the din derabbanan. Right? What's the machlekes in the din deiraisa? What's the nekudas hamachlekes in the din deiraisa between Rava and Acha Breidavika? Go ahead. How many dayanim you need?
Do you have three?
Four. How many dayanim do you need for what?
For a case of
Hodos Halva. Hodos Valvois Midin De Raisa, you require one or three Midin De Raisa. Alright? And according to. And then there is a further machlaikis on the Din De Rabbanon level. Whereas according to Rava's approach, Rava has adopted the position of Rav Chanina, that because of Shaloit and all Delos Bifnei Lovin, Chazal made Kulis, right? That could only be according to Rava because it begins in a strong position. And according to Rachel Rebika, there is a Din de Rabbanon because of Yeshiva Korona is to upgrade the requiring three. Good. So today we'll focus on the Din de Raisa. And then in Mitzvah after this, we'll go on to discuss the Din de Rabbanon. So again, first pshat in the Mishnah, machlekes and pshat in the Mishnah, machlekes between Rava and Rav Acha Ravika, are now going to zero in on the din de'iraisa. According to Rava, the din de raisa is haidois valvois is the exact same as gezelis vechavalois. Midin de raisa requires three mumchen, and according to Rav Acha ben Rav Ika, gezelis vechavalois requires three mumchen. Haidois valvois requires one mumchen, one gomer. That's the machlokes. What's a nafkemina ledina? So the Gemara says, "Ikabeinayu shneim shedonu dineyem din." That's the machlokes. Reuven and Shimon had a din carry between them. They had dois and voice between them. They had a machlokes a sichzok about a halva. Rashi says, "On beizim and beiz, the sichzok can come either because they had edim." Or because they had some kind of haidah, and they end up in front of, they go to a basin, and something happened that one of the dayanim didn't show up, and there was no explicit kabbalah that will go with two dayanim, and the two dayanim concurred, and they rendered a psak din, and the guy who lost, does the guy who lost have recourse now? The guy who lost can easily say that not psak din. Right? That would be the machlokes. Is the neyim din. So if you hold me din de raisa chad nami kosher. So the Gemara says that, and this is already going on to Wednesday shir, that when Chazal changed the din and required three dayanim, they did not change it. Ad kerei kach, the din is not chal midin deiraisa. The din is chal. And if you hold like Rav, so Rav holds like Shmuel, shnaim shedonu ein dinei in din. So our sugya is saying this question of appearing in front of two dayanim, one was ill, whatever happened, they decided to sit down, they figured two rabbis is better than one rabbi. So they all left the shalas to one rabbi. Here I got two rabbis, go hold it. And then they realize that this is not Yeriday, this is Chayshu Mishpah. So is the din binding or not? All right, and again, and there was no, obviously if there was a Kabbalah before, if they discussed before, and the Dayanim said before, that we are open to doing a din Torah, a binding din Torah, without the required three, and both litigants say, Gavaldi, well with it. Right? Both litigants say, what's the difference between two that agree, or two that agree and one disagrees? So why should we go with two? So then, the Rivachlekes Ledina, whether this is a binding psak or not, or whether it's entirely, can be entirely reversed. Right? So that'd be the Nafkin Ledina. Go ahead. Mayor, go ahead.
When you say it's more of a question on Rav, because Rav Acha can just say, like, I learned out from the bus, according to Rav, he learns it out from Irvi Parashio. So Rav Acha can just say, I don't hold up Irvi Parashio, and I learned out from this bus over here, but when you say it's harder, according to Rav.
So good. So let's go a little bit deeper. So now, what is the basis for their machlokes? What's the basis for the issue? What's the basis for the machlokes of whether a litigation, a sichsuch, a din teira of haidois valvois, whether it's the din de raisa is three or one, whether the raisa, again, we're zeroing in the din de raisa, three mumchem or one chad gomir. So Rashi's shita is that it goes back to Irav Parshis. Correct? Rashi's shita is, Rashi is very clear in the Rashi of Midei Raisa Chad Nami Kosher. Voidov al Va, Techziv Tishvoit Loshen Yochid, Me'ein Ir of Parshis Khan. Umasnisin Vadei Tarte Katoni, it's from the Mishnah, as we said. Good. So Mary says, well, how are we going to explain the Midei? How are we going to explain the Machlaikas? So Rashi says it's based on whether we say yesh ira parshas, ein ira parshas. Right? So we explained yesterday carefully what's pshat in ira parshas, that in the parsha of Shomer Chinam, when the shomer is Tanya and Tanis Ganav, and the mafkid does not trust, does not believe the shomer, so he wants to come to Adu Lehim Yovei Shneim, and then it says Asher Yishin Lehim, one who has to take a shvua, Asher Yomer Ki Uzeh. And he says this is, he's a mighty b'miktsas. So the Gemara says that if he takes a shvua, if he's mighty b'miktsas, if he takes a shvua, so then he is potter. Doesn't take a shvua, then he has to pay. Right? Then the shomer has to pay. So the Gemara says that according to Rashi's explanation of the Gemara in Bava Kama Dav Kuf, no, what Kuf, what Kuf? The Gemara says that Rabbi Rochama says over there that the might of Miklas is a din in every Shvua because he holds Ein Ira, he holds Yesh Ira Parshis. No, he holds Ein Ira Parshis. So therefore, might of Miklas is said the Gabe Shmira. Mimela, a Shoiver only takes a Shvua if he's a might of Miklas. And once we learn that din, so we learn that's the din of Shvua De Raisa. Shvudei Raisa might have mixed. Shvudei Raisa is if you have one aid. Shvudei Raisa might have mixed us. And Shvudei Raisa is by according to Rabbi Rochama, that would be it. And according to everybody else, the Shvudei Raisa by all Shomer, even the Dalai might have mixed. I mean, that would be Rabbi Rochama's death. Good. So now the Gemara says, but if you hold that might have been mixed us, does not apply to Shmira, that a Shomer is going to make a Shvua even if it's a Kofer HaKol, so then the din of Moed Mixas must belong to which Parsha? The Parsha from Kesef Talva. Okay? So that's what we pointed out yesterday. That's a very difficult step to make. So I pointed out the Rashi in Psochem Chof and Dalet Amon Aleph, which I think explains this din very well. There is a Gemara that comes up several times in Shas, a Mido Shal Torah and the Dreshven. We are familiar with 13 Midos, Shal Torah and the Dreshven, Rabbi Shmuel's Midos. Right? That is Rabbi Shmuel's selection. You know from Shas that Rabbi Akiva had a different Midos, Shal Torah and the Dreshven. He didn't have Kalaprat, he had Roiv and Miyut. So there are other midos that are not included in the 13. In fact, there is a braisa that there are 32 midos, but not Rabbi Shmuel's midos. And you have a braisa, you can in the big shas, the Vilna shas, you find at the back of Masechtas Brachos. There's braisa, 32 midos, and to me it's not 100% clear how to understand the 32 midos because the 32 midos are all in Agoda, not in Allah. Nevertheless, we do find midos of the 32 that you will find in other contexts, at least similar ones that apply in halacha. So this is an example. In Eino Inyan Teneu Linachim, you find halacha, and if the halacha does not fit in, this is where Rashi lives pshat. Rashi's pshat. If you find halacha in Chumash, and the halacha does not fit into the parsha in which it's embedded, then transfer the halacha to a situation where it makes more sense. So the Gemara there says an example that on this eighth day of the Miluim, the Moshe Rabbeinu asks what happened to the korban of Nachshon, whether it should be entirely burnt. So the Gemara says entirely burnt. It wasn't entirely burnt. So why is Moshe asking if it's entirely burnt? So the Gemara says in Ein in Lazer. Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us a different that certainly Surya and Mafti bring. All right, so that's not for us right now. But Rashi explains this din, this mida, and Eino Inyan. Gemara says such a strange idea. I have Allah in Parsha number one. It doesn't fit into Parsha number one. So what do? I say there must be a transfer to another Parsha. So Rashi says that the Isra Achila v'Gufay Uksiv do Midah b'Torah. This principle, Eino Inyan, Tenei Acher Dover Shalihutzrich l'Gufay. Have a din. It's not required for a certain parsha. In this case, he says the case he's referring to is if I have a pasuk where I know there's already an Isra Achila, when the Torah tells me another isa, so sometimes we say kof l'lova kosov l'oinshin, and sometimes we'll say amida teneu inyan l'inyan acher v'talmud davar l'davar acher v'kol amidos halacha l'moshe misina. So I would suggest that this is, I haven't seen this beferish any place, but I would suggest that this is what's happening in our sugya. We have a din of Maidim and Mitzas. This is the way I would explain Rashi. Maidim and Mitzas Atana. And Chazal said that Maidim and Mitzas per se does not fit in to the Parash of Shmira. It does fit into the Parash of Alvar. So Tineu L'Yinachim. And then I would say Ear of Parshas is the next step, what we said yesterday. That Heyois, that the din is going to be applied to a different parsha, does that now become a bridge between two parshas? Heyois that the Rabban Shem decided to be Megala the din of Shavuos Halva in the parsha Shavuos Hashomrim, that's this midah. Now our Tanoim are arguing, does that mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu employed this midah in this way, does that now create a bridge between other halachas? Does that mean that we're going to now transfer the din of mumchim, sholosh mumchim? Alright, that's Ira Parshas. It's a two-step din. One is ki uzeh, doesn't belong over here. That's again, I haven't seen this. I'm suggesting you can buy into it and you can reject it. Rashi is employing this mida in ein. Rashi is employing. Rashi is explaining that Chazal were employing in ein inyan the shmira today inyan alva. So now take it a step deeper. How did Chazal understand that ki uzeh that might have mixed in ein inyan the shmira? So Rashi explains, the long Rashi made as we did yesterday. Just saying a little bit more about Harachava, a little bit deeper now. The din of Ki Uzeh says, what's the din of, what is the din of Moedim Mitzvah? When we say, Am Moedim Mitzvah Chayiv B'Shvua, what are we saying? Am Moedim Mitzvah Chayiv B'Shvua, and the Koyfer HaKol is Pogtim B'Shvua. We're saying Koyfer HaKol is Ne'eman. And a Moedim Mitzvah is not Nem. Correct? Person comes in, I make a Tviya against somebody. A Tviya that he owes me $1,000. A Tviya that I gave him $1,000 to watch. Right? So if he's Koyfer HaKol, so the Gemara said, Allah is Koyfer HaKol is Nem. That's a Pasuk. Ki Uzeh. If he says, Ein Uzeh, I don't know who you are, you never give me anything. He's a Koyfer HaKol and he's Neman. If he says, Ki Uzeh, if he says, you gave me this, that's all you gave me, you didn't give me more than this, then he's not Neman. So Chazal understood, how you talking, how can you justify such a din? That a Koyfer HaKol is Neman, and a Moedus is not Neman. So Chazal apparently said the following. It began this morning yesterday. I was rushing, so I didn't say it properly. If what would be the basis of saying a Koyfer HaKol is not Nema? Is Nema? I am a tiny guy. I walk in. I'm an honest guy. He's an honest guy. I say you owe me $1,000. He says like, "How you doing, Berla?" Nema. So he could say, "I'm Moitzim Mechavel Maraya." Good. Right. If that's the case. So Moedim is the same thing. Right? I say you owe me $1,000. He says $500. No. So another 500, bring a riot. So what pshat that the Torah is saying, Moedim and Mitzvah is Chayv HaShvua. And Koyif HaKol is not Chayv HaShvua. Right? So apparently Chazal said, the only way I can understand this din is Ein Ona Meir. Right. In other words, what I said yesterday, let's say I could have said a Gevalda Gesvara. I could have said, once I'm malva person money, I'm giving him their bonus. So, as Max said after Shir, the same Svar applies to Shemira. yesterday I didn't agree with, but I think it's correct. I give somebody something to watch, especially Shem Rechino. It's a parsha of Shem Rechino. It would be a parsha of Shem Rechino. I don't know if you can say the same svara. Right? Because I'm paying him, and I'm only going to pay him. He gives it back to me. But when it comes to Shem, I trust the guy. I ask him to watch it. So if I ask someone to watch them for me, so look, I'm giving him their manas. I'm trusting him. Now he comes back. I come into the base, and I say, I trusted the guy with my car. No. So what's Pshal Hidra Mailam? What might have mixed us? I trust the guy with money. And he says, you don't remember exactly. You only trust him $500. I say I trust him with $1,000. And he says, and I say I trust him with $10,000. And he says, you did trust him with $5,000. So one thing we agree, and I trusted him, right? So now I could say part of the deal is that if you trust somebody with your money, then you trust, and you're trusting him. So trust is his time. If that would be the case, then the did should be the same side by koi for a call, right? And side by mitzvahs. Meshav mechalik. So Chazal is trying to understand what's the hezra adol, what's the gener adol. How do we understand such a din that I walk into the basin and basin says that if the nitvas might have been mitzvahs, I'm sure. Koyfra called, he gets to go home and what is sent. Hezbra and Dover. So Chazal understood the only possible Hezbra is if a Koyfra call has some nemonos. And the nemonos so what's the basis for the nemonos? So the Ran says the basis for the nemonos ain other meyes l'mi shi yedeya loy. Person, no one could be such a big mechutzah to say in front of somebody else, he knows the emes, and to say a bald faced lie. Ain't an emes. So that gives me that much. Chazok ain't an emes. So I would suggest that Rashi would say, ain't an emes b'fnei misha yedelo so mali kofer kol mali ben emesas. Weight of mitzvahs can be very big numbers. Weight of mitzvahs can be bigger numbers than koyfer hakol, right? Koyfer hakol can be $10, and weight of mitzvahs can be $1 million. So why do we say that a koyfer ain't other meyers? How can you justify the ain't other meyers to distinguish between weight of mitzvahs and koyfer hakol? So apparently Rashi understood that Chazal understood that the only basis for an Ein Onam Meyiz is Ein Onam Meyiz b'fnei Baal Choyvay. Chazoka Ein Onam Koyfe B'toyv. In the Chazoka, a person, a human being, a Jew is not a Koyfe B'toyv. Can't be Koyfe B'toyv. So there, apparently that's what Rashi understood. So by a shomer chinam, there's no hachzokas hatoiv, right? Shomer chinam is doing me a favor. It's not that the toiveya didn't do a favor to the nitzvah, but when it comes to halva, so here the toiveya allegedly did a favor for the nitzvah. The Teveya comes into the Bezim and says, I lent him $500,000 without rivers, obviously. And then would come to Bezim. Right? I said, I gave him $500,000, lent it to him. So Bezim saying, you're claiming that you did him a big Teveya. So that is a Mimonoshech. If you really did a big Teveya to him, he would not be Kaifrakal. Couldn't be. See, you're stuck. He claimed he didn't have a big Taiva, giving him their money. So either way, we're going to believe him. Right? On the other hand, if he says, you did lend me $500,000, not $1 million, $500,000. So then, the guy's not a Kofa B'Taiva. Right? He didn't give me a big Vagla favor. So the Gemara says, so then he doesn't have that Nemonis. Ain't other Mezrin Neval Chayva. He's not Mezrin. he's not Ketayim openly. And we're going to say further, and it's Shayach that he's such a Makir Toim, he wants to pay back everything. So apparently, this is why Rashi understands the Imre Parshas. In Einoi Inyan, we have a din, a difficult din. Moideb and Miktas makes a Shvua, and Koifra Kol doesn't make a Shvua. It's a double din. What a double din? The beginning point should be Amoitzi Mechaveri Olova Raya. The beginning point should be either you give an ironclad raya, bring me two edim, right? Bring me a shtar, bring me something. Here the Gemara says the Torah is a double chiddush. Chiddush number one is that moedem and mitzvahs is a reason for a shvuah. Moedem and mitzvah says we're not going to say amoitzi mechaveri raya. We're going to say here a nitva a chiddush. I have to make a shvuah now because I was going to make machai myself in a shvuah. That means on one hand I have credibility, but I'm also suspect. And koyfra kol is gevaldin credibility. The Gemara says, so Chazal said, how can we vat pesha advarim? So Rashi understood that Chazal said pesha advarim is. But Rashi is the one who said, "Ein other meiz b'fnei misha solo tova." But Amoyle ben Miksas is both. And number one, he's makir tov, and he's suspect at the same time. Why? Because he could be a makir tov, and at the same time, he could say, "I'll get the money back. I'll get it back to him." So according to Rashi, Chazal understood this whole din of Moedim and Miktas is only makes sense in the case of when there was a Gvilas Chesed. Rashi's Geder Adoga Halvot, Gvilas Chesed. So Memela, it doesn't belong in the Parashat Shomrim. Tenei Linyan, therefore learn it, Legave, in Kesef Talvem. So now we have that according to Rashi, if you hold them, Yesh Iruv Parshis, so you're using this Midash Atayna Dreshna, right? But now the Gemara says, if you hold the Iruv Parshis, you're going a step further, and you're saying, Sahayat Tochen, why did the Rebbe do such a strange thing? Putting the din of Moedim and Miktas in the wrong Parsha? Yeah, because it's Iruv Parshis. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to understand that I have other halachos to learn from Gezelis v'chavolois, from Shmira Talva, which halacha, v'nikra v'alavais elayim, the din of Beis Din, which is a necessary component of any shvuah. Shvuah b'fnei Beis Din. So that's Rashi's pshat in Yesh Ira Parshis. Yesh Ira Parshis. Ein Ira Parshis means, right, according to Rav Chaim, means we don't even learn the din of a main union. There is no Ira Parshas over here. There is no main union over here. Yesh Ira Parshas means we learn that this is an example of. No. This is an example of an Eino union. And then Rashi says Chazal took it a step further. They asked the obvious question. No, so what's it doing in Hilchos Shmirah? Ira Parshas to teach me a din. Now you'll ask. So you'll say, what Dovi said yesterday, this is the most efficient way of teaching a din. Right? It takes 3 shurim to figure it out. But it's the most efficient way in terms of Torah Shebichtav, because I have the halach in one place, and I give you a marum mokim, like a footnote. Right? Ruchoy, you could say a little bit deeper. You could say, again, this is now more like a more than halacha, more hezbedo, more angoda. You could say that the Torah is funny of the following: that in the parsha of Haydois Valvois, the Gemara could be saying that. that a dayan has to be very careful not to let the chesed aspect of the din affect their psak din. And therefore, the Torah put the hilchas dayanim into pikkudim. We're going down to a little bit of hezra adam, almost like a musr, right? Just suggesting. Saying that only the Torah is suggesting so that you understand to be understood, that there's something to be understood over here. But not stomach game. Right? So what's to be understood? So I would suggest the following. The Torah is saying, why is the hilchas bezdin put in hilchas shmira, not in hilchas halva? So you could say, 100% accurate, this is where the Torah is mekatzer. Puts halachas in one place, ma'amokum in the other place. Alright? Elamayel asked me, so why was it in the... So why isn't it... No, but that way, I have to know the halachas of sholish mumchen. So why record it twice? And that's a combination. Right? I would suggest there could be a musib of you, and that is that when it comes to shmira, if anything, if it's a shem rechin and the teveya, the nitva the defeva the teveya. When it comes to secher shem esacher, not necessarily so. When it comes to halva, it's very clear that the teveya and the nitva, certainly if the vayda mikzas are masking the teveya, did me a big teva. It's the prototype of chesed, right? On two last Tuesday. So it's shaya for the beis din to be tainted by that. For the basis, there's a harashis and chumash. Bedol loy said the berivoy. It's shaykh for a basin to say, look, is that for a guy, he needs to be supported anyway. And to use the din Torah to help support a poor person with derech kavod, the Torah says, absolutely not, that's not what a din Torah is. So it's shaykh that when a din Torah is about chesed, a guy comes into the basin. It might even make sense. He said, I'm asking the guy did me a huge favor, $500,000, right? And so the Beis Din could say, well, we're B'Torah's Chesed now anyways. He did the guy a big Chesed, right? Torah could say, Beis Din could say, look, Machlag is about $15. And you're masking that you lend the money. And he needs the money. So that's what the Torah is saying, no. If you're not in Beis Din, you can talk about Chesed. You're in a Beis Din, it has to be Din Torah. So therefore, the requirements of the dayanim, three dayanim. Three dayanim means you have to listen to both litigants. It means you have to argue it out. Three dayanim means you have to be malabi in the din. No shortcuts. Mumchen has to be from Shmicha Moshe Rabbeinu. It's binding. So that's what I would suggest. That the idea behind it's clear. Right? It's clear what Rashi's understanding of Ira Parshas is. It's clear that it begins with Lanis Daiti. This, again, I'm suggesting, begins with this Mida. The only question is that the Ira Parshas takes a step further and says, Hey Yois, that is an Einay Inyan. I have to explain, so why is it here? Right? And then I was just one step further that we could say, like we said yesterday, that this is a way the Torah is very economic, or it could be to give us a deeper understanding. Who is Chaylik in this Rashi? Zed? Tosus. What's Tosus Malach? Again, so just to be clear one more time. That we were now zeroing in on the Machlegas between Rava and Acham Merei de Ravika. A Bezen of a Dois Val Vois. Is the Torah saying 3 or 1? So we've said until now that Rava's understanding is way Rashi learns Pshat. That the requirement of 3, the machlekes of 3:1 is the machlekes of yesh or ein ira parshas, and Rav Achan Rav Ika says ein ira parshas, and therefore I have the pasuk of the Tzedek Yom Yisachar is only 1, and the Rava says yesh ira parshas. So 3 mumchim midin deiraisa. Good. We can go a step deeper. In a moment, and say what is the difference between a Beis Din Shel Ech and a Beis Din Shel Sholish? Hold on for a moment. So now we want to go. Who is Chirlik in this Rashi? So he said Tosus. How is Tosus? Tosus and the Run. Arthur.
Can I ask Dan on Rashi?
Yeah. According to Rashi, Lech Ora. According to Rashi, Rachel Yisrael holds the Gomer Muhammad.
You just call it on the
The Chachamim hold the Goyim Rechava. Ain Yirmi Parshas.
But that's the next step. That's not about
the mitzvah. According to Rashi, ein yirmi parshas is also means he didn't take the first step of tenei in yirachem.
So what is
he
all about
mitzvah?
Then?
That it is shaya. That it is a din. It's a din in hilchas shmira. But this is the catch. But the Ran spells it out. It's a din, but once it's a din hilchas shmira, it is a din in all shvuos, right? So everybody will hold that there's a din of moedim and mitzvahs and halvois. The only question is moedim mitzvahs and mechayim in shmira, a requirement in shmira. Dobby?
There's a question on the in the days.
Okay.
If you're saying kibuzet, if you hold the parsha, so kibuzet is spelling out mozikta, and therefore that you need a shvua at mozikta. So why do you need a svara? You know, the things, meaning status quo, he's kobe, and you have a
Anitza.
You have a mozikta for all right. So there's a gzera. The Torah tells us when there's a kibuzet, whatever the reason, there's a shvua. You don't need a dinaz at all.
First you need an emes to know that a kofar kol is potter
shua. Why should you tie the shua?
The most there. If I wouldn't have a din of moedim mitzvahs, I would not. If I would just have a kofar kol, if the Torah would just say kofar kol,
why would you need the shua?
I would think it doesn't need a shua b'chlal. And achanami, I would say you mentioned the raya. That's why he's potter. But once I have a din that moedim mitzvahs chayv shvua, then I have to figure this out. So now in this situation, the Torah is not saying hamoedim l'raya. Why not?
Because he was moedim to that extent.
No. So why is moedim the mitzvahs machay? Why does that make me more suspect than a kofar kol? I deny the guy altogether. So we should give us both the shvua. If you're going to tell me the Gabe Shmira.
Right, no, so you need a Svara for why the Torah tells you by what it makes us, so you can say Ishtamutik Avishtamit. But you don't need a Svara why not the Kofarakol.
But Ishtamutik Avishtamit is the second half of the Svara. Why not? Ishtamutik means Ishtamutik Avishtamit means I want to buy time. So want to buy time means I don't really want to lie. Why not? In other words, let's say you start straight. Moedim and raya. Good. Navidin. Moedim and mixas. Nudin. Makes a shvu. Why? What happened to moedim and raya? So he's saying, Shtubut HaKomish, that means, well, we really think he really wants, so fine, he wants to buy time, good, so prove to me he wants to buy time. Shtubut HaKomish is not a reason on its own to be suspicious of somebody. It's a reason, it doesn't create any more suspicion than the Tzvi'ah creates. Alright? So there has to be some of the Svara there. Good? So what is... How is Tosfos Chorlik? Tosfos, what's Tosfos' major argument with Rashi in this sugya? Good?
Just because you hold maybe your parsha doesn't necessarily mean that you don't
need to create them. Any parshas in and of itself, right, correct. Tosfos, so go ahead, so therefore. Ein Yirmi Parshas, I can hold Ein Yirmi Parshas, and I still, we have Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Ein Yirmi Parshas, and Rabbi Yochanan still requires three Dayanim. Right? So Taisa says that the way Rashi and Pshat also is a challenge, right? So Tosfos says, therefore what? So how does Tosfos Pshat in the Sugya? What's the machlokes of whether you require three or one? If it's not Iver Parshas. V'yeshloimer da'afilu man this ain't Iver Parshas kosov kan boy shloishem mishum nechsev mishpat echod yeh lachem. No. So how does Tesis learn Pshat in the sugya? It's not a machlag, is it Iver Parshas? Not Iver Parshas. So what's the machlagas? Go ahead, Max. How far do we? But there is a hekesh of Mishpat Echad. We know Mishpat Echad is going to teach us Drisha v'Chakira. Mishpat Echad might teach us the din of Dain Shetov. Mishpat Echad is going to say that we're going to compare all dinei mominus, the dinei nefashos lagabe. Drisha v'chakira midin de'iraisa. The Tosfos says that Iver Parshas is a code word. Right? The code word for being makish all dinei mominus together. That just like Mishpat Echad says all dinei mominus are compared to dinei nefashos, so dinei mominus should be compared to each other as well. Chedushe Aran, Michael Sover, Iko Sover Iver Parshas. So he quotes Rashi, Zeo Shitas Rashi. Hekshu Alav, they ask also the Kashas, Tesis Kashas. One Kasha is that at the end, according to Rashi, when the Gemara at the end says, what is the chiluk between Shmuel, between Rava and Rachman and Rivka? So we come up with one difference. What's the difference? Two dayanim. So the Ran says, what do you mean two dayanim? Should come up with so many differences. Right? You have all the halachas of Mari Miktas. So what am I Iko Beinayu? The din of Chiyav Shmira, Chiyav Shmua. Ela the Homid Boyale, my Iko Benayu, that Mitarit Shmuel Benayu, that's the Tesar. The Rav Rab David Banpar, sober the Ikula Mema, the Af Al Gam, no, here, sorry, Venerally, the Enachanami, the Talmud Abu Yedea, the Eve of Iko Benayu, the Naf Kamina, the Dinah Shemekilasivna. But I had to give this teretz because this is the teretz that was negetas. The Rabbi David Ben Par Sever Dikol Amemer the Alpha Gav the Midin Irav Parshas Uval Voice Ika Shvuas Moedem and Mikzas Afilu Hachi Efshin Deloy Voice Shloishem Veloy Mumchem and Milva Dach Irav Loy Koyakula Parshasa the Ika Krachrina but said a Tishboid Amisecho. The mashminei afilu chad kosher. V'chein inami amrinon and irav parshas kosav kan afilu hachi ikal emeimar the neboi shleishu mumchin boi dois val dois the yilamid sosam in amafurish. That is a similar approach to Tosfos. And what's the machloikes? That Tosfos says the machloikes irav parshas is really a machlokes, not of specifically transferring the din of moedah ben miktsas, because we know Rabbi Yochanan has a din of moedah ben miktsas, like Rabbi Rachama, any Rav Parshas, and Rabbi Yochanan requires three dayanim. So Tosfos says, Yesh loimar, Afilu man de lesse ira parshas the mishpat echel ashvois dini mums dini nefoshes kasi. Right? Mak le mishamela, mak adam yumas. Uksiv basu in mishpat echel yelachem. Yishloim ad afilu man de isa inir parshas boi shloishem yishum dechsiv mishpat echel yelachem. So what's the machlokes then? Tosfos says when the Gemara says Micah so you can say Parshas, it means Ir Parshas and Mishpat Echon Yelachem. Right? So it's very gekvetched. But Tosfos is stuck. Right? And Ran was out there also stuck. Ain Pirushim Mechuber. Zushi Disrashi, vi ain Pirushim Mechuber. Shle Olo Das Le Marshati and Parshadum Urevis Shalevim Koima. The Ran says, we don't understand Rashi because the whole Yisai doesn't make any sense. What does it mean that the Torah put one pasuk in the wrong place? Va'od she'efshu she'yed din might have mixed us b'milve v'levi pikodin. Sherei b'chol mokin b'pikodin ki milve. L'din might have z'chev ha'kol. B'chol. Says Tais, and then the Ran says, he doesn't understand Rashi's pshat. Number one, he doesn't understand the Yisoid of Rashi. We discussed yesterday. We worked very, very hard to try to figure out what's pshat in Ira Parshas. So the Ran says, doesn't make any sense. Shetia Parshas u Merveva Shaloi Bim Koima. Elachi Perushai. Elachi Perushai. Elachi Perushai. It's different from Tosfos. The Ran's pshat is that in every shvua of Maida B'miktsas is really two shvuas. There's a shvua that your tviya, that your every shvuas hashomrim has two, as several parts to it. One part is that I was a good shomer, and it's unique to shmira. And one part is that I might have been mixas, and that shvua, that kind of shvua, is shared by all halachis, even by Yedoyis Velavoyis. So the Ran says the pshat in Ira Parshas means, do we say that since in Shemira there are aspects of the Din Torah which apply to all forms of Dini Mominus, so therefore we should transfer all the halachas of Dini Mominus. Right, much more. Right again, the Ran pshat in Ira Parshas is not Rashi's difficult pshat of uprooting a pasuk and combining two sets of halachas. The Ran's pshat is heyoyis and in shmira there are unique parts to shmira. Hashem has to say, I didn't steal a shlachti b'yad, and Hashem has to say, if he's made a mitzvah, that what you said is it's only partially true. So there are aspects of Shmira that are unique to Shmira, and aspects of Shmira that are shared by all Dinei Torah. So, the Machlekes, the Ira Parshas is, do we say that Hilchas, the Halachas that are found in Parshas Shmira stay in Shmira, because they're unique aspects, or do we say they transfer because there are shared, right? Shared parts with other Halachas. The machlekes between Rashi and the Ran, what general machlekes in Parsha Lub between Rashi and the Ramban is reminiscent of? And he said, "Isik machlekes." Comes up in Mukta Mucha B'Torah. Right? The Rashi holds in Mukta Mucha B'Torah that there are parts of the Torah that are not in the chronologically right place. And Ramban says only once, maybe twice in Chumash, was explicitly said. It's similar machlekes over here. But again, with the. This is not exactly what I want to focus on. This is just the technical side of the machlekes. You rather say one more nekuda and we'll stop, and that is that the machlekes. Let's go back now. Okay, so yes, what are we done? We've explained two malchim and the Rishonim into what era parshas is. The Ran is a fairly easy way to explain. Tosis is hard to get in the words, but easy. Rashi is more difficult. Let me see if we explained it well. Next. The machlekes between Rav Achman Rivka and Rava is the machlekes of whether Haidois Valvois requires no one dine or three day honor. Right? What's the essential difference between one dine and three day honor? Go ahead.
We rely everything in just one person and three, we have like a majority.
But in terms of halacha, in terms of how you look at, in terms of the mechanics of the days, then you're 100% right. Right? Where in halacha do we rely on one dayan? Was the isavanta. Right? So the essential issue over here is whether when it comes to Idois Valvois, so what was the Torah demanding of us? Alright, so there's another question. Which is the bigger Chiddush? Three Dayanim or one Dayan?
One Dayan.
Why?
Usually,
the Imam is
here three.
That's because
in Choshen Mishpah you have three.
That's only because you pass them like that. But we wouldn't pass that way.
It's a lot of power in one person.
The question is, in Dine, how is Dine Mamas different from your day? Rendering a decision, how is it different?
Between two people.
Was that?
Between two people.
Yeah, and therefore?
It's a right or wrong. Chomer for one guy, it's a cool for him.
Okay, and more, and? Was that? And therefore what?
Things changing status. Money's going to go
right. And when it comes to Dine Mamas, the decision of the Dayanim actually creates a new mitzvah, a new fact. It creates an obligation. It makes if I don't listen to the Dayan, I'm a Goslin. But Yisrael is different that way. So that's we didn't have a chance to develop it. But that's what I wanted to go further now to work on the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos on Dimar Maslam and Eraisa Chadna Bikosher. And then the question obviously is, how will Rashi explain Shitas Tosfos? How will Rashi answer Tosfos Kasha? Valdik Kasha. But based on what we just said, that should give you a mahalach in understanding Rashi and Tosfos and the machlokes between Rav Acha, Reb Dvika, and Rava. Essentially, the question is, when it comes to passing choshen mishpatik questions, so what's the... Is there room for a... I'm about to finish up now. For something like a hayra, that we'll discuss. Alright? Question in Hoidois Valvois. In Hoidois Valvois, why would it make sense that in Hoidois Valvois we can use a hayra? We don't need a psak basin. Okay, that's what you have to think about. Good. So we'll stop here. And tomorrow we'll go on to discuss. Please keep on, there's a lot to do. So we're going to tomorrow we'll discuss more about Shashvat Sofman and Prusbel. We'll keep on going because they have to do all Rashi Tosfos through Gimel Amud Aleph and the Chiddush Eirans before we can. Okay, there's a lot of work to do. So by Wednesday we'll be able to give a more comprehensive share. Yeah, do we have a minion you want to say for a minute?
We want to say that right now. Do we have a minion?